And welcome back to episode of Conspiracy. Me, your boy Eli.
It's me, Joe.
And somehow, I don't know why, but the console wars have returned.
Yeah, so apparently, Gabe, Newell, and the rest of Valve have grabbed a steel chair and jumped off the top rope to throw their name in the loop of,
By God Almighty!
Yeah.
By God Almighty!
Yeah, so,
They killed him!
Yeah, so they've essentially announced...
As God is my witness, he is broken in half.
That's Xbox right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Xbox is Mick Foley or whatever at the in that Hell in the Cell match.
Somehow.
Yeah,
I don't know how he became Mick Foley in this analogy.
But anyways, so Steam has released information that they are releasing their Steam Machine, which is a 6x6x6 cube console.
It's a cube.
Yeah, you know.
It's a GameCube.
It is a GameCube. That's actually, I didn't think about that.
A literal GameCube.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, pretty much it's going to run SteamOS, you can play your Steam games on it, and all that stuff.
Nintendo Sue?
No. Because it doesn't have the handle. The handle was the most important part of the GameCube. You could carry the console like that.
Yeah.
Portability, man, Nintendo was actually ahead of the time when you think about it.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people didn't really think about that now, because I remember when they announced, like, when the Switch 2, they were talking about, like, how each console had its own uniqueness, and, like, the GameCube, portability, like, fuck, he's right, he could carry it around.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, it's, pretty interesting, because, I mean, technically, Valve entered, like, handheld gaming, I guess, with the Steam Deck.
Yeah.
To compete with the Switch, which, I mean... Listen, don't get me wrong, it is cool,
because
I remember seeing the Steam Deck, and then
yeah.
Being like, oh, that's an interesting concept to take your Steam games and, you know, do that, but ultimately, it's kind of still seen as a bit niche, especially compared to, like, the Switch, and I think with the Steam Machine, it does seem, I feel like, personally, it probably would have a bit more success, because it is just, basically, just a console.
Yeah.
More or less, you know, you have your controller, you can connect to the TV, you know, all this stuff. It's pretty sort of low format,
you
know, it's very interesting to see, you know, Steam sort of take this direction, considering, you know, they're mainly a PC sort of build, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I do think, one, there's going to be an availability now because the Xbox is kind of like shooting himself in the foot so many times, and if we're still using the Mick Foley analogy, he keeps dropping himself on the thumbtacks.
Yeah, you know, just sort of like, he's clearly seeing a lot of wear and tear, and it's like, please just stop, and it's like, oh, I still got one more in me, baby. It's like,
oh my God,
no.
It's literally the moment he climbs back up the hill in the cell.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, because, I mean, it is a, yeah, it's a very interesting thing to do. I mean, hell, when you think about it, too, like, the Steam Machine will be able to play Xbox games, right? Because, you know, you have
Master Chief Collection.
Master Chief Collection, a lot of Xbox titles on Steam. And you could play PlayStation games on it, too. Remember, God of War's on there
Wars,
now.
Spider-Man 2.
Last of Us. I think Horizon Zero Dawn, a lot.
Both of those
Ghost
games.
Ghost of Tsushima. Like
a
lot of PS5, like, sort of, like, console games could be played on the Steam Machine. That's kind of crazy when you think about
it. It is. Now, I didn't think about that when they first announced it. Because the obvious joke was like, oh, this is why Xbox is doing their dumb shit. Because, like, they have to compete with Steam now. And I'm just like, well, that's dumb. And then this comes out, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, yeah, because I think when you think about it, like, I think Steam always kind of had that capacity. Because, you know, it is a... I wouldn't say it's a monopoly on PC gaming.
No.
Because, you know, Epic and stuff like that, right? There's a lot of places where you can get PC games from or whatever, right? It's just that Valve and the Steam have sort of seen, like, how popular it is.
They're the Google to all the other search engines.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, that'd probably be an apt comparison, right? But yeah, it's, you know, it is interesting to see that sort of go through. I know that, because I've looked at the specs for the Steam Machine. I'm not going to read all of them, because, quite frankly, I think some of it just... Listen, when it comes to console specifications, for me personally, as long as it runs, you know, HD and can get you 60 frames, I'm basically fine.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need the specifics of, like, the GPU or the CPU. Like, I mean, do you know that the CPU is a semi-custom AMD Zen Enforced seat?
You're speaking 16, another language to me, brother.
And that it has up to 16... actually, it has 16 gigabytes of DDR5
what?
RAM.
Like, I was never that tech savvy. I was always more of, like, I can fix it, but...
I will say this, no Thunderbolt port, so, you know, Thunderbolt being, I think, a sort of a bit ubiquitous in terms of cable systems, mm. to make it easier for you to see in your mind, Elliot, you know, it's the cables we use for your new phones nowadays, like, you know.
Yeah, I figured that one out.
Yeah, you know. It does come with either a 512 gigabytes of memory or the 2 terabyte. Obviously, I think 2 terabyte probably fits better more.
Yeah.
But yeah, you also get like a little micro SD slot, you know, like a little memory card slot you can put in as well. You can do that. But yeah, you know, it's very, very interesting. Heck, I just even remember too, you can install Windows on it as well.
That's the funniest part.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, I think Valve on its page even said it, you know, themselves, like, it is still technically a PC. You could use it for PC purposes,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, got a section of the internet to go, like, oh, that means we can emulate games on this. We could straight up emulate Nintendo games. This could be the all-in-one, baby, you know?
The mods.
Oh, yeah, exactly, the mods, too. That would be interesting to see. You know, it's a very, you know, it's like, it kind of reminds me of, well, not because of, like, the shape, but, like, kind of reminds me of when people talk about the Ouya back then. You remember the Ouya?
I thought you were going to talk about what was that one that Google tried to...
Oh, Stadia.
Yeah.
Stadia was interesting because, I mean, it wasn't really a console, per se, because, correct me if I'm wrong, they tried to do cloud gaming before cloud gaming got really big.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because like, that was the whole point of Stadia. You could go on your on Chrome or whatever, go to Stadia, and then just play games off of your web browser or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you still could have, like, the little Fire, like an Amazon Fire Stick, basically.
Yeah.
Connect to your TV to play it on your TV. Like, it was interesting. It's just very clearly, like, oh, wait, most people in the U.S. don't actually have the internet connections to support playing these games.
It was going to be a hard sell no matter what, because you were going up against at least three competing consoles, but the problem it was, I don't think the Stadia had any games.
Yeah, it didn't. I don't remember it having any exclusive games. I think it did.
Yeah.
But, like, none of them were, like, interesting. Or, yeah. Like, had, like, a lot of, like, you know, hype to it.
What was the library on that?
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm pretty sure they had at least a Assassin's Creed on there. Just because Ubisoft like to put their games on everything.
Yeah, they do.
I could look it up real quick.
I got it. Don't worry. But, keep going with the...
But, yeah, no. You know, Ouya, because I remember Ouya being, like, the hype behind Ouya, right? Mm-hmm. It was, like, this independent game console that you could play all, you know, it was supposed to be, like, developer-focused. Yeah, I remember the lady talking about it. There's, like, videos about the Ouya and how it actually was a bit of a failure because it just ran a bunch of phone games or whatever. It wasn't anything mm-hmm. interesting, and eventually, you know, it got bought out and sold off just because, you know, it was a bad console. I just remember that being funny, because the shape looks very similar to me, the Steam Machine and the Ouya,
mm-hmm.
and it's very clear that with Steam's backing, it's like, oh yeah, no, this thing will, you know, it's definitely going to have a lot more interesting consumer base. I will say, too, at least when it comes to the specs of the Steam Machine, a lot of people have been saying that it's kind of a bit better than an Xbox Series S, but not on the par of, like, say, a PS5, and that got a lot of people talking, right? It's like, all right, you're releasing this new console, but it's not even stronger than a PS5. That's interesting. And what I found interesting, too, is that people were, like, looking at, like, the specs of the Steam Machine and realizing that, because Steam, what it likes to do, and I do play a lot of games on Steam,
mm-hmm.
they sort of give you the option to essentially hand over, like, the details of your PC, right? Like,
yeah.
All your, like, the components and, like, what it is. Mm. It'll scan, like, the PC, see that stuff, and sort of, like, save it. And what it seems that Steam has done is they essentially took the information of all the Steam players around the world, compiled all the information, and saw, like, what was the most, like, what's the most, like, average, what's the average sort of power of their computer, basically, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's the average specs of a computer that's playing a Steam, that's on, that has Steam and plays games on it, right? And they sort of took all that data, and they, and it seems like they used that data to create the Steam machine. Like, okay, this is what most people who play, who have Steam and play games on it, this is what their specs are, generally speaking. So if we just make a console with those specs, that means most people are fine with it. Which honestly makes a lot of sense, right? Because let's be honest with ourselves here, right?
Yeah.
Do we play games in 4K?
Myself, no.
We have the capacity.
I do have. We do have the capacity to play games in 4K. I just don't really care.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, you have all these options in games nowadays of, like, you know, you want, like, performance or, like, graphics. Like, oh, I want, like, you know... Because I remember, like, Spider-Man 2 has that option, right? Like,
yeah.
You can either play with, like, 30 frames or whatever, but have, like, close to, like, 4K stuff, or you can just play, like, 60 frames on, like, 180.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked the that option because I'm just, like... One, I'm not playing on a 4K monitor, and two, like... I really care. I'm fine with frames. Frames is what, to me, like, means, like, a game's running well.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I like the balance aspect of having, like, just enough, like, solid frame rate and good graphics is what it is to me. And I know, you know, there is definitely voices in, you know, gaming that are like, we need to push graphics to go higher, you know, anti-aliasing, enhanced this, that, or whatever. That sort of thing, right? Like,
yeah.
You can see the follicles in the hair of the game model,
and
whatever.
To which I was like, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, it's sort of like one of those things, right? It's like, eventually, because I feel like we've reached a point in graphics where it doesn't seem like we can go any higher than this.
No,
right?
What matters nowadays is just art style.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like, having a good art style definitely enhances the graphics, no matter what.
Yeah, because, like, I'm thinking about, like, Metaphor, ReFantazio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that game was, like, one of the best games that came out last year. And, like, graphically, it's not the most impressive game.
But it has a unique
best
art
style.
Yeah.
It has, like, it oozes so much art and color and stuff that I just can't stop looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, something like, say... God, what is, like, the newest, high-end, like, graphic-wise game that's out right now?
I mean, I guess I would think of something like, maybe Ghost of Yote, or...
Well, even Ghost of Yote still has, like, an art style.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about, in terms of, like, it's like, I guess, like... Think about, like, any new Call of Duty game, or...
Yeah, because that's where I feel like that's where you get most of those people who would get that.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly, those games, to me, like, I've never really cared too much of them. Like, but, like, the idea, like, we need to add this amount of detail to this, and that, I'm like, I don't really need that, you know?
Like, you could argue something like Red Dead... as well, because I remember the whole whole thing that came out of Red Dead, right?
Like all the stuff that they did to make it more, like, realistic and stuff like that.
I think I remember a video popping up on social media, like, at least a couple days ago, of, like, somebody, like, realizing that, like, the clouds in Red Dead 2 are, like, actually, they aren't, like, just, like, image files or whatever. Like, they're actual physically generating clouds or whatever. That's how far they went.
Jesus Christ.
To, like, have actual,
and,
like,
and
clouds.
And to some
games.
People, it's like, to some people, that's like, but that's an attention to detail you need to have. That's like, but for me, I don't really care, because, like, that's all background to what the main point of the game is to, how does it play?
Yeah, it is an interesting thing, because,
yeah.
Like, obviously, I think the joke was that, like, what, like, they paid attention to the detail of, like, the horses, you know, shrinking when it's in cold water, whatever.
And
like,
I'm like, who, wow, why?
Like, that's the little realism we have, and it's
yeah.
Like, okay, but who in their right mind would look at that sort of thing? It even reminds me of the debate, I think, with, what was it, the new Mafia game?
Oh, the swimming thing.
Yeah, because, like, why can't I swim in this game? There's water, why should I not be able to swim? It's like, well,
yeah.
It's not that type of game, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, this is ridiculous. They should let me go in the water and
Yeah.
stuff like that. You know, it kind of feels like one of those things where people ask for stuff, even though more than likely, like, most people don't care about it.
No, no, no.
Right?
No, there's certain people who want that level of detail, but I'm like, does it like change the gameplay though?
Not like, cause yeah, I would agree that like realistically speaking, not unless you're making a game that's meant to be as immersive and as detailed as possible, which
mm-hmm.
is probably why something like GTA 6 is taking so long and got delayed again.
Well,
yeah.
That's because of Union.
Well, yeah, Union stuff too. But think about it. Like, you really think Rockstar, who went out of their way to do all that stuff with
yeah.
Red Dead 2, aren't doing the same thing for the next GTA?
Oh God, yeah.
Right.
These are the same people that have worked on Red Dead.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, unless you're doing that sort of stuff, then yeah, sure, go for it. I'm all, you know, that's fine. But if you're not going with that intent, you don't need that stuff.
No, 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 no.
Like, listen, I would never be like, why is it that in Halo, Master Chief dies when he goes in the water? This doesn't make any sense. This is stupid. And it's like, well, it's because there's no reason to go in the water.
There really isn't.
Like, why would you want Master Chief to just be in the water unless there's, like, enemies in there?
There's no tactical advantage in the water.
Yeah, he's, like, if anything, it's kind of realistic because he's in a, you know, suit of armor that weighs a lot.
Yeah.
Probably hard to walk in the water,
mm-hmm.
All right? But anyways, to get back to, I guess, the main topic is that, yeah, the Steam Machine is pretty much made for kind of that average gamer who cares about just how the games run and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be very interesting.
See, now you say that, but my thing about it is, because now we have, because with everything going on, how much will it cost us? That's the one thing they have yet to announce.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. They have not announced how much this is going to cost. And I mean, given the specs of it and how it's a less powerful PS5, it's in between the Xbox Series S and PS5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's sort of like a standard console for today, right?
Yeah.
And, like, obviously we've seen, like, the Xbox go up in price and, you know, all this other stuff. Like, you know, the Nintendo Switch 2 is, like, $500, I guess, right? If I'm remembering correctly. Or at least $450. Like, I could maybe, like, realistically, the best solution for Valve would be to price it around the 400 range. It just seems right,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because I might look up the price for the PS5 right now. Like, a base PS5, not the
Pro. Remember, it did go up, too.
You're right, it did go up. I forgot about that. I completely did forget about the price increase. Because what was it? Wasn't it GameStop offering, like, deals or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Pro is $750, but we're not talking about the Pro. It's definitely not on the level of the Pro.
No.
It's probably easier to go with something. Like, yeah, like, gosh, the Slim PS5, which I believe...
This is all digital.
No, this one was the one with the disc.
Mm.
I mean, this is at Best Buy right now, $550. Or $550.
That's still a lot more.
Yeah, that's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would definitely believe that Valve is going to try to go for the 400, low 500 range with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sense
because it's a smaller piece. It's basically a smaller PC.
Yeah, it's a smaller PC, and I guess the other disadvantage is no physical media at all.
Oh, that's right.
Because when you think about it, a lot of PC games have sort of stopped doing, like, physical discs.
Way back in, like, what, the mid-2010s?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, it's pretty much with the rise of Steam.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like you also saw, like, the decrease of physical PC
mm-hmm.
gaming. Like, it's actually kind of funny to me, because now that I think about it, when I was younger, I bought a lot of, like, physical copies of PC games, like the old Zoo Tycoon games. I remember doing that.
Yeah, and Halo 2.
Yeah, I bought, like, Halo 2 for Windows Vista. It literally says, like, it can only be played on Windows Vista. And I remember going around trying to find it, because this was, like, before... Well, I mean, we had a 360, but
yeah.
It was hard to find, like, an Xbox version of the Halo 2, right, to, like, play backwards compatible. So I was, like, scratch, like, maybe I can get it on the PC or whatever. And I eventually found it, and, you know, it worked well, right? You could play online, and then, of course, you know, because it's for Windows Vista only, right? The games for Windows Live or whatever it was called, that service shut down, and then it's like, you can't play that anymore. All I can say is, thank God for the Master Chief Collection. you know, happy for that, right?
Yeah, you got your fix.
But now, because now I think about it, it's like, if I wanted to play, like, the old Zoo Tycoon games, like, the old ones, which I still have the discs for, my computer, or at least my laptop, does not have an actual CD, like,
no
thing.
Computer.
A lot of computers don't have them anymore.
It's so weird.
It is.
I miss it.
Yeah, you know, we grew up in, you know, the early 2000s, all computers had that, and to see that slow transition away is, like, very, like, strange, right?
Very sad.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, it's just kind of crazy when you think about it, too. But anyways, I think that's an interesting thing, because it's like, oh, it's a pretty much, like, a digital-only console. Like, mm-hmm. You have, like, a digital-only PS5, but you don't have, like, correct me if I'm wrong, there is no digital-only Xbox, is there?
Yeah, it's called the S.
Oh, yeah, you're right, it is. My bad. I'm just, I kind of keep forgetting that the Xbox Series S exists.
Yeah, but I think most people do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is funny, because, like, I feel like now, it's because I go to tournaments for Killer Instinct Discs. I see mostly the S, or the S, more than the X.
Yeah, and that's a funny thing, too, at least, because, I mean, obviously, you know, being sort of very cognizant of the fighting game community stuff going on, right? I saw a lot of people sort of talk about, like, could we use the Steam machine instead of, say, PS5s at tournaments nowadays?
Maybe.
Because, I mean,
That would depend on the price.
Yeah, but also, it's very, again, it's not that big. I think it's, like, I'm pretty sure I saw the specs was, like, 6 inches, like, all around. Right,
mm-hmm.
Across.
It's a cube.
Yeah, it's a cube. Mm-hmm. It's a cube. So that's very, you know, compact, easy to travel with, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of fighting games run on Steam, you know? So,
oh, yeah.
You know, that makes sense to me. Like, I don't know. It's the same thing, because I remember we went to a local tournament, right? It was, and they had actually used gaming laptops instead of PS5s.
Mm.
We were there, and that was very interesting. But, you know, then the next year they went straight back to the consoles.
Yeah, I think the issue was is that there was a lot of connection issues.
Which I think is the big thing when it comes to trying to use PCs and, you know, that sort of similar thing.
Yeah, I feel like to talk about that specific, you know, niche group, right? Like, a lot of people's like, well, just plug in your controllers. Like, well,
there's a lot of custom controllers with a lot of custom, like, boards and stuff.
Yeah.
That, you know, they mess up when you don't.
And a lot of times controllers tend to be preference for some people.
Yeah, like, some people, yeah, if you're, like, playing on, say, just a regular Xbox or PlayStation controller, you should be fine. But, you know, for other people who, like, have these highly customizable controllers that work, that seem to only work on certain things, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right? There are ways around it, right? Like, you have, like, those little USB converters or whatever. But
also,
they don't.
Also, some boards aren't up to, haven't been updated.
Yeah, and they kind of mess up, right?
Yeah. And, like, sometimes, like, you're the computer or the PC won't register.
It just won't register it. Because, like,
it'll look at the keyboard as its own controller.
Yeah, that's also, yeah. Well, that probably shouldn't be an issue with the Steam Machine, though.
That shouldn't be an issue with the Steam Machine, but that's kind of like, again, that goes into one of the main things about it, is that we're going to see a lot of, like within the fighting game community, there's a thing called Brooks Converters, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah.
Brooks Converters are essentially made to be, like, you just plug it in, and then you plug that into whatever, you know, machine you're playing with, and it automatically, you know, registers it as the controller for that.
Yeah, so, like, for example, if you have, say, a PlayStation controller, you get the Brooks Converter for Xbox, if you're going to be laying on an Xbox.
Yeah.
Just plug that in, and it just reads the PlayStation controller as an Xbox controller.
And if you're wondering, like, why, because, like, well, some people just kind of prefer playing on certain controllers.
Yeah, fighting game players are like that.
We are, I can't explain it.
Yeah, it's very interesting, because people will play on PlayStation or whatever and be like, you know, I would play on that regular controller, but I just don't like the D-pad. That's why I'm sticking to the PS4 controller. And it's like, because I remember, there was this Japanese player I remember reading about. I forget his name, but he played on a PlayStation 1 controller.
I remember this one, yes.
And this was in the mid 2010s. So he was playing PS4, like, he had to get an actual converter for, that's what he's used to.
Yeah.
A PlayStation 1 controller, mind you. Not 2, not 3, a 1. That's crazy.
It's also because, like, the controllers are also designed to be different.
Yeah.
Like, I think the D-pad for the PS5 is, like, all, like, in it's like, one big thing. While for the PS4 is, like, they're each their own little
buttons, yeah.
Like, all the buttons are together, while the other one, like, you can kind of feel it when you play it. That's kind of the thing that goes into, like, finding your controllers. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but, that's just something interesting I saw that I think about. Because, again, at the end of the day, the Steam Machine is opening up a lot of interesting discussion points and talking points. Because, again, you essentially have what is basically a gaming PC, but then essentially turned and, constructed in a way that's just a console.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, it's an exciting thing to see, because I feel like it should do well at, one, the right price point, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you also think about, so it is a fully digital console, and I think there's still plenty of people in this day and age, including myself, that still like having physical
media. Yeah. I'm with that, too. My own question is, will it break through the audience that Steam has not reached out to yet?
Which is casual gamers, right?
Yeah.
Like when we say casual, we mean like casual, right? Like people that play just Call of Duty, Madden,
Yeah.
If it ain't got a ball or a gun, I ain't playing it. that classic sort of meme, right?
Yeah. Not to talk ill about that.
Not to talk ill, because they are a large portion of the gaming audience, whether you like it or not, right?
Yeah.
And granted, I'm not even talking about the wine moms that just play Candy Crush all day, right? Which is a whole other topic. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, Steam already tried to break into the handheld gaming market with the Steam Deck. And it's done well, but it's very clearly not on the level of the Switch or the Switch 2.
Then I'm not talking about, specs-wise.
Because it definitely, the Steam Deck is way better than either of the Switch and Switch 2 in terms of actual power, but in terms of sales, completely.
I know people who own it. I rarely see it in the wild.
Yeah, I think it's crazy because I've seen people play more Switches. Like, I think when we were going to Vegas earlier this year,
mm-hmm.
there was a guy ahead, ahead of us in the or in front of us when we were in the plane. He was playing Donkey Kong Bonanza on his Switch 2, and I never ever got to see any. I've never seen anybody, I think, use a Steam Deck except for maybe one time, which was at a gaming tournament, right?
Yeah.
But that's about it. No casuals are playing a Steam Deck. They're just going for the Switch and the Switch 2 because it is Nintendo.
It is Nintendo. They do have that power.
Yeah, which, out of all of this console war stuff, I think Nintendo will still truly be the one on top, no matter what. They will be the sole survivor, no matter what happens in these console wars the next coming years, because
I think we still consider it a console war, because I feel like a lot of people are just kind of tired of that notion.
True, but when you think about it, out of all the gaming companies that are let's put our games on PC or whatever, Nintendo will never do that.
No.
Nintendo will absolutely... until the heat death of the universe, Nintendo will never do that unless they're in dire straits financially, but they never will be because they're Nintendo.
They have money in so many things.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're making another goddamn Mario movie.
Yeah, another Mario movie. I mean, we knew about this.
Yeah.
What I gotta say is interesting.
Interesting. I'll see it.
I
like the first one.
Galaxy. Yeah, I didn't expect them to do a Galaxy that Galaxy would be the next storyline or whatever. Interesting to see what happens next for that movie. Brie Larson as Rosalina is kind of funny to me.
Yeah.
Not because it's Brie Larson. She's a fine actress. It's just sort of like when you learned that, oh, Brie Larson's actually a huge Nintendo fan, and she actually once stated that she would love to play Samus in a Metroid movie. That's like, so she gets to play Rosalina, it's like, oh, that's cool.
She's getting closer.
Yeah, listen, I'm not gonna lie. Whatever you say about the Captain Marvel movies, right, love them or hate them, I think Brie Larson would be a solid pick for Samus. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah, no, I can see it. She can do body language.
Yeah, I think, listen.
Because Samus don't speak, she just do body language.
She doesn't do a whole lot of speaking, but, you know.
Except for that one game, but no one talks about it.
The baby.
No, but, like, for me, like, I'm very looking forward to it. I don't know if I would get one.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, would you ever buy one?
I don't think I will.
I mean, granted, you have a gaming PC.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like you need it.
I don't need it. Like, I have my consoles for, like, my console reasons. But, like, the...
What could you see somebody new to gaming get one?
That's the question, right? Do I see anyone who doesn't know, or is that into Steam, or what they offer, would get one? I want to say yes. But would they commit to it? I'm not 100% sure.
Mm.
Like, it's easy for me to say yes. Because I'm thinking of it as the person who is in the sphere and could get one, but I also have to go in thinking like as someone who is not into this, and how do I reach that to that consumer?
Right. I will say this too, not because the thought has occurred in my brain.
Yeah.
Another advantage for the Steam machine: free online multiplayer.
You're right.
Because think about it, all the other consoles or all the gaming companies, right? Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo.
You have to pay for playing
online. Steam does not do that and will never do that because it's a PC client basically.
Yeah.
You don't need that. Like,
you're cutting out the middleman.
You are indeed cutting out that middleman. You don't have to. You could play any game online with your friends without having to pay an extra $10, $15.
And we're at the point of cross-platform play.
Yeah. It really depends on how much the Steam machine costs.
Cause yeah.
If it's at a decent, like, consumer-friendly price, that could be an interesting game-changer.
That could be interesting, because, like, it would be the safer option for a lot of people.
It's a cheaper option. You don't have to pay any subscription service to get your online, multiplayer stuff. You know, you can play with people who are on PC, you know, and depending on the game, other consoles as well. That is... You know, that's something to think about.
Holy shit, I just thought about something.
Yeah, what?
Because, like, you know how they announced the Combat Campaign Evolve?
Oh, yeah, the new Halo 1 remake.
Yeah. It's going to be on PC, too.
It will be on PC.
And PlayStation 5. Still hurts us here to say that, but, you know.
Yeah, definitely hurts a little bit.
Feel like it should have been Master Chief Collection, personally.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah, that's a different story for another time.
But to my point to that is one of those moments, it's going to be one of those moments where everyone could play the same game no matter what.
Machine, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, granted, though, at least with that remake, correct me if I'm wrong.
It's a campaign.
Yeah, it's just the campaign. You don't get multiplayer with it. So, I mean, you have co-op in it, which is cool.
Lasso.
Yeah, you could do a lasso run with your friends if you want. I think it would be way more interesting if it did have, like, actual multiplayer, though.
Yeah.
That would have been, like, a very crazy thing when you think about it.
Yeah.
I think, anything else to talk about the season?
I got nothing. I'm very much interested to see how things play out because this is, because everyone's always been like, you know, just get Steam... or whatever, don't really, like, what's the point? Again, PC is always going to be the best.
Yeah, your PC master race. Yeah.
And like, nowadays, it's become a little more accessible to have a PC. But, like, if you're one of those people who, like, want to put, like, a lot of emphasis on, like, the hardware, that's where I think there's a little, like, you know, gap between people.
Yeah, because I think that's still a thing about the casuals when it comes to, like, the idea of PC gaming. Like, they have this thing of, like, oh, you have to build it or whatever, which you don't. You can get a gaming laptop or, like, a pre-built PC. Granted, it's not always the best, I guess, for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people are like, oh, PCs, what makes them so good is that they're highly customizable. You can always upgrade your parts when you need to. You don't have to buy another $400, $500 machine when a new one comes out to play the newest games or whatever, right? But, you know, for a casual, it's like, yeah, but I don't want to do that, or it's hard, or, you know, GPUs are, like, super expensive. I can't get a freaking...
You're speaking a goddamn language I don't understand with RAMs and all that shit, like I was like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But, like, I think this one makes it more accessible. But, like, my thing about it now is, will it, again, reach that audience that doesn't know about Steam or PC, anything like that, or have always been just very much, I'm going to stick to consoles.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because, like, because it's easy to say go with Steam because it has everything. But, like, some people's like, well, I don't need everything.
That is true. Like, because when you think about it, and I know this is sort of like, it's, you know, the way of the console war was that, like, you needed to have exclusives. And nowadays, exclusives aren't seen as that important. Well, they're still important for some people, right?
Yeah.
But it's also sort of kind of seen like, well, it's going to be on PC as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what are the games that can be only played on PC? And that's when I think about, or on Steam, and that's when I think about, those are the games that are exclusively, like, PC-oriented that need a mouse and keyboard to play, like, a Civilization game or whatever. But nowadays, too, now that I think about it, like, they have console versions of some of those games. They feel weird to play. So I remember playing Civilization 6 on Switch. I bought that, and I'm like, this feels weird.
This feels weird. Or, like, even some games are, like, you can tell where they're, like, built by with PC in mind, like something like Destiny.
Yeah.
Because, like, every time, like, you know, you have to move the cursor, I'm like, this feels like a goddamn PC.
Well, yeah, it feels like you want to use a mouse and a mouse to move the cursor around, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, once Destiny made the jump to PC, it's like, oh, yeah, no, of course, this feels right.
Yeah, even when it's like Overwatch or like Marvel Rivals. So yeah. I think it's gonna be fine. But my question is, will it reach that audience that, you know, that they want to reach?
Which is, you know, the end game, right? It's the end goal, right? Like, you're not,
because if you're play on Steam and only on Steam, you're gonna get it.
Because if you have a PC, mm-hmm. but you would like to play on your TV with all your Steam games, you would probably just get it.
Yeah.
But for somebody who does not play PC games, never touched Steam, would they get it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get why.
It even goes into the idea of, like, the controller ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want to get rid of the whole, like, keyboard and mouse? Because they're bringing in their own little controller for that one.
Yeah, I mean, they have experience, because, I mean, the Steam Deck is very similar. Like, I'm pretty sure probably the controller is of a similar type, mm-hmm. right?
So there's a lot of questions I have, but, like, most of them are, like, more of, like, a wait-and-see kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really going to mention them most of all, but I'm very much interested in to see how this plays out. What about you?
No, I mean, it's going to be interesting. It's, again, it's, like, it is, because unlike the Stadia or the Ouya or all these other things, it's like, this is coming from Valve itself, right? Like,
it is a company you trust.
Yeah, a company that I feel like a lot of people have trusted over the years, and they've clearly been able to do, you know, the Steam Deck, you know, despite not having the numbers that you would ask for, it's still a very successful product, right?
Probably the most successful one in terms of Steam numbers.
Well, yeah, in terms of just, like, you know, handheld stuff, independent besides Nintendo or whatever, right? But, yeah, like, yeah, you trust Valve and Steam with a lot of stuff. They seem very competent. And it's sort of just like, okay, you have an actual company that has dealt with gaming making a console like this. It's going to be like, it won't be like Stadia, I think, right? It's not going to bomb, I don't believe.
Well, a lot of those games, like the Ouya and the Stadia, I think those games came out a little too early.
Well, yeah, no, the both of those were underbaked. Because, again, like, cloud streaming console seems like a good idea, but obviously the reality is not a lot of people have the connection. And the Ouya was very much, like, an interesting, oh, you can, like, build anything out of it, but it just became a machine that just plays a bunch of phone games because nobody knew how to, you know, it's like, it wasn't a strong enough console to do anything that anybody would want mm-hmm. to do with a console, right?
Yeah, because they'll say, like, I think Xbox finally got their cloud gaming done, and it took them, like, a long time.
Yeah, it was in the beta stage for, like, freaking ever, and now it's out and available if you have, like, a Game Pass subscription or whatever. And it works fine. Like, obviously, it's still, like, you still need a good internet connection to play cloud gaming, because I've tested it multiple times, and it's, like, very clearly, you need a wired connection to keep it, you know, consistent, and you need a good one, because if it's, like, anywhere, like, kind of, like, mediocre, you know, you see, it doesn't look that great.
No.
Yeah, so, ultimately, yeah, I do think it's gonna do numbers, but I do agree with you that, like, it's gonna be interesting to see how the casual audience reacts to it, and if it can actually break out and be, like, you know, like, another, like, option for people who want to play on console, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's...
That's a good place to put a pin on it.
Yeah.
We'll come back. So that's the end of today's episode. We might be back another week for the Game Awards is our usual thing.
Yeah, you know, Game Awards season's coming up. We always like to do our predictions and our reactions, all that stuff, right?
But anyways, if you guys enjoyed what you heard today, be sure to follow us on all social platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Once I go on Instagram, we put on... Instagram, where you find a link to all podcasts. We're officially part of, like, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and a link to the YouTube for all you audio listeners out there who want to put a face to the face to the voice, and a Patreon for any form of support. On YouTube, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and all the good stuff. And yeah, it's been me, boy Eli,
me Joe.
Well, keep an eye on this. But in the meantime, you guys have fun and go have fun with those games out there.